Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. We're finally here. We've walked with Jesus through the 40 days of Lent, journeyed with him on his way to the cross, and have seen the devastation of his arrest and the crucifixion. We have waited for 3 days and now it's happened. The stone has been rolled away, the tomb is empty, and Christ is risen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen indeed. This morning, I'm reading an account of the resurrection from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. As we know, all four Gospel writers tell the story of Christ raised from the dead, but with some different details. All four Gospel writers tell us that it was the women who followed Jesus who were the first to come to the place where he had been buried. Mark, the first evangelist, says the women are coming to anoint Jesus for burial. Luke tells us simply that the women who followed Jesus came to the site, and John speaks only of Mary of Magdala. Matthew speaks of Mary of Magdala and the other Mary, likely Mary, the mother of James. They have not come with any intent other than to see. To see in the language of Matthew means to understand. They have come to try to make sense of what has happened to their beloved friend. Compared to the sparse details offered by Mark, Matthew offers up a full range of information about the arrival of the women at the tomb. Although we never hear them speak, we're told through Matthew what they feel, what they see, what they hear, what they experience. The scene unfolds dramatically. From the quiet of their early morning arrival, the world seems to explode in noise and imagery. Angels, messengers of God, appear, and one's arrival sparks an earthquake. In turn, the stone protecting the tomb is rolled away, and the angel sits on it. Matthew describes the angel's lightning-like appearance, the blinding white clothes, and the reaction of the guards sent by the ruler to make sure that no one steals the body. The guards are so filled with fear that they, too, quake, and Matthew says they became like dead men. The angel pays the guards no heed and turns instead to the two Marys, who must also have been dumbstruck with fear. And the angel reassures them, "Do not be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus, but he isn't here. He's been raised as he told you he would be." There's a sense of unreality about it. The angel motions them to look in the tomb where Jesus has been laid. "See, he's not there. He's gone on ahead to Galilee, and you will see him there." I don't know if the two women were entirely reassured by the angel telling them to be not afraid. This is the phrase used in the scriptures when all seems to be going wrong and only God's presence can set things right. Luke's story of the birth of Jesus has the angels saying, "Be not afraid." Jesus himself tells his disciples on more than one occasion, "Be not afraid." Whether or not the minds of the two Marys were entirely put at ease by the words of the angel, it is apparent that they were relieved to some extent. We're told that they left the tomb quickly, filled with both fear and joy. There's a sense of urgency in Matthew's telling of the resurrection story. The abundance and variety of images let us know that for Matthew, there is no human way to adequately describe what has happened. The repetition of the word quickly and the use of the word suddenly to describe the appearance of Jesus himself to the two women tells Matthew's readers, then and now, of the immediacy of the events. It's reassuring to know that the evangelist Matthew understood the indescribable scope of the resurrection. Even today, in this day and age, we can come up short trying to explain it ourselves. For those who believe in a literal interpretation of the resurrection, there's the challenge of describing how something so miraculous could take place. The age of science and reason would say that such a thing is impossible. But the thing is, something can be absolutely true, and yet not a fact. I believe with all my heart and mind and soul that on the third day after his crucifixion, Jesus made his presence known to his followers so profoundly that in their hearts and minds and souls, he absolutely lived. He rose from the dead and became truly their Savior, the embodiment of the living God. Whether he physically rose from the dead is irrelevant. The truth is that he came alive again in the most profound and transforming way imaginable. It is the risen Christ who we celebrate this Easter day. In all the celebration, the joy, the songs, the signs of new life around us, we celebrate the truth that Jesus Christ is risen today. He appears in our hearts and minds and souls, leading us in the knowledge that death is not the end, not for him and not for us. Hallelujah.